Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I am Glovina Williams. Again, welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. Today, what an exciting episode we're going to have. It's entitled A Queen's Prayer. I'm going to remind you again, often we don't step out on faith because we have some doubts as to our purpose. And many times we lack precision of what that purpose is. I mean, it's all over the place. Everyone's talking about purpose and destiny because I believe we had a period, a time when God really showed us not to waste any more time. Come on. Let's get on it. Let's get busy. Let's dig deeper. What am I called to do? You know, it can be very, very revealing when we ask ourselves even this question. Hey, what do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? What have I set aside because it happened the first time I tried? And I want to remind you, I mentioned on one of my episodes that I heard about this second rule. It works when something comes to your mind to do, this will really eliminate procrastination. Just count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then take action. Get up and do it. Yes, yes, yes. Today, we're going to talk about, as I mentioned, a queen's prayer. And I'm going to read you a short story that I read a little while back, but I mean, it's really short. Listen to this, and this is about the Queen of Sheba. Sheba was a land in southern Arabia. It was 1,000 miles from Israel. The Queen of Sheba heard of Solomon's wisdom. She came with rich gifts to visit him. And while they were together, she asked King Solomon many difficult questions. Solomon answered them all. He showed her his glorious palace, his throne, his servants, his food, and the steps that led to the temple. Listen at this. This is what the Queen of Sheba said. All I've heard of your wisdom and greatness is true. The Lord has set you on Israel's throne is blessed. The queen gave King Solomon great treasures, and then she returned to Sheba. Hey, listen, that came out of 1 Kings chapter 10, and you can read it in verses 1 through 13. This, I'm telling you, this woman was awesome. Hey, she was queen of Sheba, the land located in southern Arabia, and it was 11 miles from Israel. Queen came to see King Solomon, but she arrived with gifts. And she asked him difficult questions, and guess what? He answered her difficult questions. He showed her his palace, the throne, wow, the servants, the food, and as I mentioned, the that led to the temple. This woman traveled 1,000 miles to see him and to seek his advice. You know, I've been talking about prayer because I believe the next great move of God is going to come through prayer. And we're going to have to really buckle down and get into prayer. Yes, we're going to really have to buckle down. And, you know, the Bible even tells us to pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you're just on your knees or in a posture of prayer for 24 hours, but it means that you're in a mindset of prayer. I believe that it means that you're thinking about and seeking God's advice and direction and instructions on what you may need to do or where you may need to go, you know, how to take the appropriate action. Praying without ceasing means that you go about your daily activities. However, the next thing that you do is that you come back to prayer. In other words, it's like a rubber band. You know how you can take a rubber band and you can stretch it? Sure, you have other things to do. You have daily responsibilities, daily pleasures, several things. But as soon as those things are accomplished, like a rubber band, bam, you come back to prayer, seeking God for the next action and what you need to do. This is possible. I'm not speaking to you about something that is impossible, but it's really, really possible. Because this woman, she came and she actually tested the king. Ah, you know where I'm going. She came to test him, to see if he was really as wise as she had heard about. Can you come to God in prayer and see if he really is omniscient, that he really knows everything, and that you can seek him? I'm talking about today, Queen's Prayer. She tested him. She came to say, hey, I've heard about you. But she came with gifts. Mm-hmm. She came with gifts. Listen at this. You can come with a gift as well. Hebrews 13 and 15 says, through him, then let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips that acknowledge his name. Come on, you can come. Queen of Sheba, she brought him so many gifts and things. They say that it was worth the gifts and the gold and the things that she brought, $3.5 million. I didn't say 3.5 cents, $3.50, or $350, or $30,500, $3.5 million worth of gifts. You can come with a sacrifice of praise upon your lips. Yeah. And see how wise God is. See how wise the King of Kings is, just as the Queen of Sheba is showing us how to come. You come with the sacrifice of praise. This woman came and she sought this man's counsel. Yeah. We're talking about prayer, my beloveds. Seek the counsel of God. I promise you, he'll give you the direction and instruction. Most of you know what I'm talking about. Most times these are gentle reminders or sometimes just a different take on how to get into prayer, spending time with God, so that the questions that we have about life concerning our relationships, our finances, our actions, what we should do or shouldn't do, come to him in prayer. Acknowledge how great he is. This is what this woman did. This is what this queen did. And the thing about it, I believe that she had so much wisdom that she was organized. I mean, she had to be organized. Check this out. She came with camels, spices, gold. She was organized. A woman or man who is organized is very wise. Begin to get organization more in life. I'm not here to badger anyone or to judge anyone down. You know that's not our purpose. That's not our purpose with the Dr. Glovina Show. It's to inspire you. It is to get you going. That's why we chose Monday morning to get you going, or whenever you're listening to this. Because you can go back 24/7 and listen to some of the other episodes, and you will be blessed, encouraged, motivated, inspired to fulfill your goals. Check them out. Check out some of the other episodes. Listen, a wise person is organized. And let's face it, they're professional organizers now. They come in and help you get organized and help you get things together. But this queen, she came and she gave Solomon, as I said, listen, 3.5 million, seven figures. But guess what? This King Solomon also gave the queen gifts. And he answered whatever questions she asked. You know, we talked about in one of our episodes about ask God. Oh, my beloveds, come to him. Spend that quality time with him. This is not, you know, some of us may need to start off with 5 minutes of prayer, 10 minutes of prayer. Some of us, an hour of prayer. So the important thing is that we begin a consistent life of prayer, because many of you have questions regarding your relationships you desire. Bring them to God. Yeah. And write your vision. Make notes. Get a special notebook or journal. You can use those those little sticky post-its. And you can use it like as an index. You may have concerns about your property. Come to God. Your finances, things, your investments, come to God. And God will perhaps lead you to someone who maybe has experience in this area and be able to give you some expertise, some advice from a person. But come to God. Come to him in prayer and start getting things organized. Some of you are planning for a wedding. Yeah, write that down. Take that to God. Some of you are thinking about eloping. Bring that to God. Yeah. Some have travel plans. There are a lot of travel opportunities. What is it? I know I'm stirring up right now. I am stirring up some gray matter. Some of you are beginning to think about things that maybe you haven't thought about. Your ministry, your family. That is really a top priority. And how about this? How about things that you're even looking at maybe doing next year? Bring these things to God in prayer. Because you know what? As I was studying about the Queen of Sheba and her encounter with the king, I thought about it. I said, you know what? King Solomon was like a steam engine. Mm-hmm. Yep. Listen at this. I'm going to read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yes, the deep things of God. I'm going to read it again. Somebody said, read it again so I can get that scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yes, the deep things of God. I'm going to compare Solomon to like a search engine. He had all this wisdom. He was able to answer this woman's questions. Some of these questions were very, very difficult, and he answered them. The thing about it is this. She got her questions, all of them answered. Solomon, those, you know, they have some search engines. You know, we have Google, Yahoo, Bing. They even have a search engine called Ask. Then you've got OL Search, UltraVista Search, the Fast Search. I mean, Netscape, Snap has a search. These are search engines. You know, a search engine searches for and identifies items in a database that corresponds to the keywords. Somebody's tracking me on this. So what can happen when you come to God and you present your questions to Him, your desires? You're coming to the omniscient one that knows everything. And when you speak those words to Him, He can begin to connect you to the right sources and resources. Yeah. I didn't figure that out on my own, I promise you. I went to God in prayer, and He showed me the correlation of Sheba, Queen Sheba, and King Solomon, and the search engine. Spend time with God in prayer, and you'll learn so much. Begin to plan and think about what is it that I really want to do. Because you see, this man and this woman, this king and this queen, they're not married. We're talking about two separate entities and two separate kingdoms. They had an exchange. They exchanged their gifts. Solomon, who many of us know, he was a wise king. He was the son of David. He built the temple. They exchanged gifts. Oh, yeah. You heard what I told you. I shared with you the gifts that you got. And Solomon shared his gift of wisdom. There was an exchange here. But all because this queen had a desire to admire, she admired King Solomon. Yes, she did. She admired him. And when you admire someone, you know, it's like a praise, an expression of approval or admiration. You admire and don't you adore God? Yes. This woman, she came with gifts. And she took a long trip, 1,000 miles. Hey, let me tell you something. She didn't jump on a jet. It was a long trip, but it was worth it. Your time and prayer to get these tremendous questions that we have, we can get answers, and they may not come that moment. But as you seek God, your answers will be released. Begin, you know, get a routine of prayer. Set aside a special place you can pray. It will make a difference. It will become like a holy sanctuary. It will become a special place designated for your time with the King of Kings. Yeah. And He'll bring you to the throne room and ask Him whatever it is. And I'm painting a picture. That's what I like to do with words. I like to paint a picture so that you can visualize what I'm talking about, so that it can come from the abstract into the concrete, so that you can see it, so that you can know that God is waiting to hear from you. He loves you, my beloved. He loves you with an everlasting love. So, this is what we need to do. Spend time with God. Bring Him all your questions. Bring Him your desires. And let Him know also how much you love Him and appreciate Him. You know, I'm speaking to those now who may have loss in their life. Bring that to God. Let Him heal you. Let that healing balm can release. This is the magnificent experience that you can have in prayer. You're lonely. You feel like the world is changing right now, and you're wondering, do I fit in? Where do I fit in? Come to God, and He will give you the direction and the instructions. Put your order in. And I don't say that in a flippant way. I say it because you can come to him and you can release everything that is in your mind, on your mind, perhaps even weighing you down, because he wants you to be free. Remember, we are now in a period of ascension. Planet is ascending. We're all coming to a higher level in God. Because the great leaders of the church, they trained us, they prepared us, and then when we had that period of isolation, most of us knew what to do because we had been equipped and trained how to pray. Actually, I started my podcast during this period, listening to the direction and instructions from Almighty God, the King of Kings. So listen, the Queen's Prayer. How far will you go to obtain the answers to your most difficult questions? How far will you go just to spend time with God? It's a privilege. It's an honor. Jesus paid a price to put us back in right standing. We're Adam and Eve. That's where they were at one point. Adam and Eve, walking with God, maturing in God, getting to know God. When we're in prayer, we get to know God. You spend time with him. Anytime you want to get to know someone, you spend quality time with them. You fellowship with them. You let your relationship get deeper and deeper. In time, my beloveds, come to him with a sacrifice of praise. Yeah, sometimes sacrifice sounds like, oh, man, I got to give up something. Give up just the fruit of your lips. Yeah. The power source that is within you. The power of life and death right here in your mouth. Speak life. Speak what is concerning you to God. And allow the answer to flow from his throne. Just as the Queen of Sheba. Yeah. The Queen of Sheba, she came to this great man to seek counsel. Come on to the King of Kings and seek counsel. You will not regret it. I promise you that. Listen, today, I want to thank those of you that, I want to thank all of you. I want to thank you that you take time out of your busy schedule to join me and listen and for us to grow together, because I want to say, I mentioned a little bit, the leaders of the church, they have prepared you. Now we need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for those that are spiritual faith leaders. Let's pray for them, because they have an awesome job in front of them in order to gather the sheep back, in order to gather the fold, to bring them back to the household of faith. We don't want them to feel rejected. We don't want them to feel like we don't love them, and what they have to say to us and for us is not important. But again, my reminder to you, get in prayer so you won't miss this next mighty move of God. Because the apostles and the prophets, they have set so many things in order. I'm talking about the leaders of faith. They have set things in order. Now, we've been equipped. We're going to move forward. I want to say hello to Velma and Harry this morning. I see that big smile on your face. I want to say hello to my mother. And I love you. I'm praying for you. And hey, you're the apple of God's eye. You're such a beautiful woman. And I am so fortunate to have you as my mother. I want to say hello to my Aunt Steen today. I love you, Auntie. Hey, Auntie Jewel, I love you. Auntie Rosemary, I love you. Keep up that powerful conversation. You're helping a lot of people. I want to say hi to my sister Jewel. Yeah, Aunt Jewel, my sister Jewel. And I want to say hello to my brother, Robert. Hi. I want to shout out to my sister Leitris. And I want to pray for, and just thank God for their children and their grandchildren. And I want to thank God for you and your and your grandchildren and your great grands, and those of you who are so blessed to have your parents. I want to thank God for your parents. Yeah. I want to say hi to Sheila. Sheila, keep up the good work with Hannah's hand. Prophetess Judy, do what God has called you to do and stay faithful. Yes, remain faithful. Amazing Love Fellowship International, Keep Taking Care of the World. I want to say hi. Congratulations to all the graduates. Man, I've been getting pictures in and cards, and it's so magnificent what God is doing, how these people are moving forward in some of the most tumultuous times. They're still moving forward with their vision. Are you moving forward with yours? I hope you are. I want to shout out to Clarence and Sweetie. I want to say hi to Sean and Carolyn. Hi, Marlon and Cheryl. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whenever you're listening, hello, Stevin. Say hi to Nico and Jordan and Kayla and Lauren and Dantana. Oh, man. Hey, I want to say hi to Joy in Texas. I want to say hello to Jackie in Oklahoma. Hi, out there in Oklahoma. I want to say hi to my beautiful granddaughter, Allie. I love you. I want to shout out to Brooklyn and Joe and Faith and Messiah. I want to say hello to cousin Kevin, a great poet who wrote an awesome poem called The Babysitter. Oh man, if I get an opportunity, I'll read it. It is good. Hi, Brian. How are you? Hey, hey, Arnold. Keep up the good work. Keep everybody in line. The great logician. Yeah, I say magician. I mean logistical genius. I want to say hello to all of you today. I love you so much. You know, I want to shout out also in Atlanta. Hey, Courtney and Isaiah, I love you. Listen, all of you. Helen, hi. Listen, Terry, Chicago, hello, hello. Tortia and Fabio, keep bridging the gap. Keep that going on Thursday evening. You're educating the body of Christ. I want to say hi to my beautiful niece, Sonia. Hey, listen, Joanne in Atlanta, LaDonna, have a time today. I know you will. Michiko and Yuji, I love you. Dominique, hello. Dr. Patra, hello, hello. Maddie, hi. Hope everything is coming together well and get packed. Yeah. Hey, Betty, have a trip. I want to say that I love all of you. I want to say hello to also to Moreland and Elder Moreland. Thank you for what you do for the body of Christ. So much. I want to thank you. If I didn't call your name, guess what? I'm thinking about you. And I want you to know I love you. I don't want you to get stuck. I want you to keep moving forward. This is your day. Yeah, remember that 5-second rule. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get up and take action. It works. Just count. Just do it. And you will be amazed. I want you to remember that. And I also want you to remember that you're supernaturally anointed by God the Father. You're full of knowledge and wisdom and the Spirit of God. And you have faith to make life-changing effects in people's lives. Everything you have given, my beloved, you're going to receive more back. That seed is going to produce a great harvest. I want you to also know, a seed may leave your hand, but it will not leave your life. Marvelous things are happening in, around, and through you now. Continue to practice self-care, but I want you to take that time and go into prayer. Continue to go into prayer. Make it a part of your life. I'm going to keep saying it. It's going to get drilled in there. And your prayer life, if you're already doing it, is going to get deeper and deeper, and you're going to receive that wisdom. A queen's prayer, yeah, or a king's prayer. You come on and get to the King of Kings, and you're going to find some great things. I love you. I appreciate you. You are the apple of God's eye, and I want you to step out on faith, even in your prayer life. Step out on faith, and come on. Let's come on and get things moving in the right direction so that you and lift this planet. Yes, God has already made your way perfect. He has purified it on the right and the left and in front of you. Begin to step, even if you're feeling resistance. I want you to continue to move forward. Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. Be fearless, my beloveds. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For the word says, I can do all things through Christ who does what? He strengthens me.
Thank
I love you.
And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.